You're listening to The Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper.
And I'm Carolyn Nelson.
Well, folks, we got some faxes and a lot of calls claiming that the person that I cut off last night was right, and we had scratchiness and interference all over the country. And some of you sounded a little upset that I cut the guy off. I didn't cut him off because he said we had a scratchy signal, folks. I cut him off because he was a bigot. He claimed to be speaking for all of you. He claimed that where he was, he could tell that every single person in the country heard the same thing that he did. And that just wasn't true. Wasn't true at all. See, the reports we get are different. And at various times, you will have local jamming in one part of the country. One part of the country may be afflicted or affected by the solar spots or sunspots, or what they call propagation. And sometimes, all across the country, we're jammed, or there's some kind of interference, natural or artificial. We never know what it is, but calling me during precious airtime, 1 hour we have to talk, and everybody wants to call and tell me how they're hearing the signal. Folks, I just flat don't give a damn. I'm not the person you should call, you see, because when I call WWCR, I say, we've gotten a lot of calls and a lot of faxes. And they're saying that our signal's all screwed up. What's going on? They say, well, how many people called? And I tell them how many people called. They say, well, we haven't gotten any calls. I've told you this before. I'm going to tell you again. I'm not ever going to tell you after tonight. Call WWCR, not me. And don't call me during the airtime to tell me that you can barely hear the signal strength of this radio broadcast because you're wasting airtime. Somebody is listening and somebody can hear it. And we need the time to do what this program is meant to do. You notice we didn't cut anybody else off because they called in, were very polite, and they said, in my area, I'm hearing scratchiness, or on satellite, I'm hearing scratchiness, or I'm hearing a lot of interference. One guy called in and was telling us how propagation works. So that's fine. But when you call in and pretend to speak for everybody else, to me, you're no different than the guy who calls in and says the white race is better than every other race. It's all the same kind of bullshit, folks. Nobody speaks for everybody, and nobody can hear what everybody hears across this country. And besides that, I don't care what kind of interference you're getting or how scratchy the signal is. I told you before, and remember, this is the last time I'm ever going to tell you. Call WWCR. Call WWCR. Call WWCR in Nashville, Tennessee. And if it's intentional jamming, you believe, call the FCC. The FCC. The FCC in Washington, D.C. Don't call me, and especially don't call me during the hour of the time to talk about trivial stuff. Okay? Remember, we're trying to educate a lot of people. And calling us to tell us that you can barely hear this program is nothing but a waste of time. Trying to put out information, knowledge. It is the lack of knowledge, ladies and gentlemen, that forfeits freedom. A very famous man once said, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free."
You must know why I'm alive.
Talk tonight about something that's dear and near to just about everybody out there. That's money, taxes, the truth about the scam known as the Federal Reserve and the Internal Revenue Service. I know that most of you out there dutifully filled out your income tax return and sent it in. You fill out your W-4 every year, give it to your employer so he can extort money from your paycheck. All because you're a scared little puppy. You're afraid. You don't understand the law and you think it's too complicated. Well, listen carefully, folks. There's nothing complicated about it. And there's nothing that's going to make you stop being afraid except you. You. Now, we have a book that we offer, two books actually, the only two books that I can recommend in this whole country that I know of, and that's Goodbye April 15th and Vultures in Eagle's Clothing. These two books combined have all the knowledge, court cases, Supreme Court rulings, sample forms, letters, procedures, courtroom procedures that you need to set yourself free and once become, again, if you ever were, a sovereign king in your own right, ladies and gentlemen. It can teach you, all of these things can teach you how to own your own property. Do you know if you have the original allodial patent title deed to your land, your home? They cannot levy property tax against it. Do you know that as long as you have a certificate of title to your automobile, you don't own it and never will? We can teach you how to obtain quiet title to your vehicle with these books. We can teach you a lot of things if you'll stop being afraid and act. You know, the authoress, or one of the people who wrote Vultures in Eagle's Clothing, was just finishing the transcript for the book when the doorbell rang. And she opened the door to find two Jehovah's Witnesses with big grins on their faces, all decked out, coat and tie, nice dresses. One exclaimed, "You know, you've always been told that the only two things you have to do in life is to pay taxes and die." Well, she just nodded and smiled, because she's a very polite person. And then the lady continued, "We're here to tell you that you don't have to die." And she responded by exclaiming, "Then there's good news for both of us, because I'm here to tell you that you don't have to pay taxes." You'll have to research your Bible, folks, to find the truth about eternal life, or whatever book of whatever religion that you belong to. However, Vultures in Eagle's Clothing on April 15th will prove conclusively that if you're an American citizen living and working within one of the 50 states, freely exercising your natural and fundamental right to acquire property, including compensation, by contracting your labor in a common and lawful occupation, then the fruit of your labor, your income, is not taxable. How do you like that? You are not any of the, quote, persons, unquote, referred to in the Internal Revenue Code who are, quote, liable for, unquote, quote, subject to, unquote, or, quote, required, unquote, to pay the graduated income tax. Every single year around April 15th, or any time between November and April the 15th, the media feeds the American public horror stories about the so-called tax protesters who have been imprisoned and or have relinquished all of their worldly possessions to the Internal Revenue Service. Most of those stories are lies. The media hype is a deliberate and so far very successful attempt to frighten the American sheeple into paying a tax, which is, by the Internal Revenue Service's own admission, voluntary. Voluntary, that's right. Says so, right in their own code books. What the IRS does not tell us is that these citizens broke no law, but were merely presumed to be taxpayers. This is because they unwittingly volunteered into the purview of the graduated income tax system by filing a W-4 and or 1040 forms, and then did not implement the proper legal procedure to unvolunteer. See, once you volunteer, you're in, but you can get out. You see, what you can volunteer into, you can also volunteer out of. How about that? Further, rather than challenging the fact that they, as citizens of the 50 states, were not subject to the graduated income tax, they built their cases around the issue of whether or not their non-payment of the tax, which they acquiesced to owing, was willful. What the media, ladies and gentlemen, does not tell you is the stories about the millions, actually, of Americans who do not, year after year, file or pay taxes legally. Now, I'm talking about the illegal income tax. They pay legal taxes. I would never go down and try to tell the person at the local Whiting gas station down here that I filled up my tank, but I'm not going to pay the gas tax, because that's a legal tax specified in the Constitution as a legal tax. But the graduated income tax is not legal. And the 16th Amendment was not legally ratified. And the IRS code book does not require you, if you are not a citizen of the Federal District of Columbia or one of the federally owned territories of that foreign government, to pay or file income taxes. Dear sheeple, you volunteered to do it because somebody told you that you had to do it. In my case, I went down to enlist in the United States Air Force, and the Air Force recruiter asked me for a Social Security number. I told him I didn't have one. He told me I would go to jail if I didn't go get one immediately. I went out and told my mother, who was waiting for me in the car, who immediately took me down to the Social Security office, and I obtained a Social Security number, thus volunteering to become a 14th Amendment citizen of the Federal District of Columbia. At the time, I didn't know that was what I was doing, and no one told me, and no one showed me the contract which specified that in accepting a Social Security number, I was giving up my sovereign state citizenship of my sovereign state. And the states, too, have given up their sovereignty by accepting benefits from the federal government with the excuse that they're going to make life easier on all of us. We all pay money into the system, and instead of keeping the money right here at home and building our own highways, we send it all off to Washington, D.C., where a good portion of it, most of it, in fact, is siphoned off into other programs, and they give us back a pittance and tell us that they're doing us a favor for the building of interstate highways. Are you beginning to understand? Something tells me that a lot of you don't understand a word I'm saying, but I will continue anyway. You see, Media also doesn't tell us the stories about the thousands, tens of thousands of Americans who have won their battles with the IRS. These people, smart, intelligent people, not sheeple, good citizens armed with irrefutable truths, bravely stood, as so many people have stood in the history of this country, unwavering against the tyrannical bluffs of the king, and they won. The IRS is pretending to be a king. And they're pretending that you're not one. And you're believing them, thus giving up your crown. They have received letters from the ominous IRS stating, quote, "You are no longer liable for filing a 1040 return," unquote. These educated American citizens are the Internal Revenue Service's greatest nightmare, along with this program, The Hour of the Time, for I have probably educated more people during this hour in the last 2 years than any one person on the face of this earth about the truth of the Federal Reserve and the Internal Revenue Service. They've stopped the misapplication of the law by the IRS right in its tracks. Much as that lone, scared to death Chinese student in Tiananmen Square who bravely walked out in the road by himself, this young man, and stood before 16 of the most god-awful, death dealing machines of destruction that have ever been invented on the face of this earth. 16 of Red China's best combat tanks and stopped them dead in their tracks. He's one of my greatest heroes. One of my greatest heroes. He had guts. He understood what freedom was all about. How many of you could have done that? How many of you turn into jelly when you get a letter from the Internal Revenue Service, much less stand in the road and stop 16 tanks? He jumped up on the lead tank and tried to talk the crew into not fulfilling their mission, which later on was the running over of thousands of students with those tanks in Tiananmen Square. The blood ran like water. These brave Americans are no longer within the purview of the IRS. And the IRS is powerless over these people. Their property cannot be seized and they cannot be imprisoned. You're all wondering what happened to that brave Chinese student? Well, because the whole world was watching, he was imprisoned, but they don't dare kill him. They don't dare torture him. They don't dare do anything because the entire world watched what he did. And we constantly watch what is happening to him. You see? You too can be powerful. The people in the history of the world who changed the world more than any other people or events were lone, solitary, individual, scared people. Just like you. Just exactly like you. Now, these people who have studied and who have intestinal fortitude and who've gone against the power of the king in the form of the Internal Revenue Service and other government agencies, know the true meaning of freedom. They are truly free. You are not. You are prisoners of your own fears. You are slaves, and you don't even know it. You think you're free, but you're not. These people are free. These are not radical anti-American tax protesters conspiring to defraud the government, as the IRS would like you to believe. No, they are intelligent, real people, educated, law-abiding, and passionately patriotic, sovereign American citizens who refuse to be intimidated into paying an un-American graduated income tax that they do not lawfully owe, a tax that is not supporting America, but instead is supporting a group of 8 private, primarily international bankers with the ultimate agenda of subverting our sovereignty and our Constitution for the purpose of establishing a global economy and a one-world totalitarian socialist government. And the whole idea of a graduated income tax was first seen by the world in the Communist Manifesto penned by Karl Marx, which you should obtain and read sometime. You would be amazed at how many protocols of the Communist Manifesto are in effect acting upon us now in this country where Americans claimed no such thing could ever happen. We, the people, was established as a protector of America and our Constitution. We, the people, the whole body of people, we are the watchdogs. We are the sovereign kings and queens in our own right. And the federal government is our chattel servant, or used to be, let me put it that way. No longer is that the case, and there are only a few sovereign citizens who really exist in this country, in this nation at this time. Contrary to what the Internal Revenue Service would like you to believe, our Constitution is not antiquated. It's just been thrown in the trash can. The problem is, most Americans have an antiquated understanding of their true political status as sovereigns and of how to claim their rights as protected by our Constitution. And in fact, most of you, even listening to this program, have no idea what the true political status of citizens of the sovereign states of these several states which make up the artificial body known as the United States, formed for the mutual benefit and protection of the rights of all of us. You have no idea what that status was meant to be, or even can still be. Most of you do not have a copy of the Constitution, probably have never read it, don't even know what it says, and if you did read it, would not know what it means. Unfortunately, it's the truth. The truth hurts, but nevertheless, it's the truth. The IRS and many other agencies of this artificial foreign corporate government, called the federal government, has ulterior motives in keeping us ignorant of many of our rights. And this is because the rights of the sovereign cannot be lawfully taxed, and our most sacred and inviolable right is the right to labor in a common, lawful, and unregulated occupation. The right to work. The right to produce, to feed yourself, to bring children into the world, to feed them, to educate them, to raise them according to your beliefs. Many of you have been taught that you don't have those rights. Our Constitution used to be as binding and powerful as the day it was written, and that wasn't too long ago. It is the awesome protective powers of our Constitution that have prohibited the Internal Revenue Code drafters from including the sovereign citizens of the 50 states as the subjects of its graduated direct tax scheme, and that's exactly what it is. They would like us to believe that they are the sovereign supreme authority and the people are revenue-producing subjects. The enlightening and empowering truth they had hoped we would never learn is, in the Constitutional Republic, our Founder Fathers guaranteed us in Article 4, Section 4 of our Constitution. It is the people who are the absolute sovereigns and the government who is the servant. The sovereign citizen is subservient only to God and to his conscience. The sovereign, according to the courts, has, quote, and this is according to the courts, listen to this, quote, all of the rights as the King of England and all of his prerogatives, unquote. The only rule of the sovereign is that he or she does not infringe upon the rights of others. Because of the government's own greed and desire for power over us, they have hidden our true sovereign status from us. But that's no excuse. Ignorance is no excuse. It is up to us to study and to learn. The plaintive wailed, "They never taught me that." Ain't gonna cut it. Because it doesn't matter. You don't know it. You have to learn it. Makes no difference whether somebody taught it to you or not. Do you understand? I hope. In a constitutional republic, which is what this country began, what it was supposed to be, and what it's still supposed to be, even though many changes have been made that makes that doubtful, it is not, never was, and was never intended to be a democracy. And democracy is what will help you become a slave quicker than anything. For democracy is only a code word for socialism, which leads ultimately to dictatorship and slavery. Degradation. Slave labor camps. Death squads. Confiscation of property. Dissolution of the free market. Destruction of the individual. That's what socialism really is. You can call it anything you want. Spout off all the fancy-sounding definitions that you want. But that is what socialism really is. In a constitutional republic, property, privacy, freedom, free enterprise, the love of God, and the rights of the people are sacred. Sacred and passionately respected and protected by the government under the watchful eyes of the sovereign kings who are the watchdogs of their faithful servant, the government, who will be a faithful servant only so long as the watchful eyes of the sovereign kings fall upon the government. And not one second longer. The rights of the sovereign cannot be taxed, and his life cannot be regulated by the government. Under the current United States government, the masters are working from January to May to pay the servants. Think about that. All of your labor, all of your efforts, all of your production, all of your creativity, from the beginning of January until the end of May, go to this leech called the United States government. In a constitutional republic, the government has only one purpose, which is to protect the rights of the governed. Instead, the current government is the greatest abuser of the rights it was established to protect, and all in the name of democracy. This word that you all bandy about and know so little of its meaning. Democracy is where all the fools meet in the town square and say, "Lynch him!" And so he gets lynched. That's democracy. One man, one vote. The rule of the majority, the fool's rule, mob rule, stupidity rules. That is the truth. We, the people, must reclaim our sovereignty and our rights and bring the government back under our control. Corrupt legislation must be replaced with good legislation that benefits the people, and any legislation, any law, which flies in the face of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights of the United States of America and of the Constitution of your sovereign state is no law and has no effect of law. That's why our forefathers gave us the jury system, so that 12 men and women, a jury of our peers, recognizing when a law was in fact unconstitutional, abusive, flying in the face of the protection of our rights, in fact taking them away, could vote to acquit or find in favor of the defendant any time those laws were used, and thus nullify those laws. Were you aware, dear sheeple, that there are really four branches of government? The jury being the fourth branch? No? Well, think about it. Many of you have never touched real money, don't know what it is, haven't felt the satisfying tingle that it gives you, the smooth richness of a silver dollar or a $20 gold piece. Well, if you haven't and you'd like to, and you should, for that is the only real money under the law. If you take a Federal Reserve note out of your pocket and look at it, it says $1 or $5 or $100. It is a lie. The law states that a dollar is a specific measurement of gold or silver coin. Specifically, $1 is 1/20 of 1 ounce of gold. A $20 gold piece is 1 ounce of gold. A Federal Reserve note is just that, a note. It's an instrument of debt. It says someone owes somebody some money. And when you buy something with it, you're paying with an instrument of debt, which means you don't own what you think you bought. If you would like to feel some real money, to have some real money in your pocket, to own some real money, for when it all comes down around your ears, that's the only thing that anyone will take. You can pull out 5 million Federal Reserve notes and they will spit in your face. Call Swiss America Trading right now, 1-800-289-2646, 1-800-289-2646. Tell them you want some real money. Ask them how to get it, what to do with it, what it means, what is it worth, how it can protect your wealth. Do it, 1-800-289-2646. Don't procrastinate. 1-800-289-2646. Things are happening much quicker than we thought they would. Yesterday, on the front page of USA Today, was a picture of the new $100 bills. When they are implemented, when the money change is made, ladies and gentlemen, the dollar will be devalued. 1-800-289-2646. Thank you.
ladies and gentlemen, obviously do not deny the fact that the government needs money to run itself. We're merely objecting to the completely un-American way they're appropriating it. You see, I have no qualms with paying any legal tax. Any legal and lawful tax I will pay and do pay and will pay. No problem with that. We also need money to support our families, but we don't extort money from the neighbors to do it. Do you understand? This book will present a debt-free and tax-free solution for prosperously supporting America without the need for income taxes. You see, folks, I have been reading verbatim from Vultures in Eagle's Clothing. Verbatim. Of course, as I always do, I threw in a few of my own thoughts. I want to let you know what this book is all about. What you're missing by not having it, by not acting upon it. Most citizens pay income taxes out of what they believe to be a patriotic duty to support America. It is actually born out of stupidity and fear. For if they had been told the truth at first, you couldn't force them to file if you put a gun to their head. And that's the truth. The reason you file now is because somebody told you to, and you've been filing for years, and you don't want to admit that you've been stupid, and you are afraid of what will happen if you don't. And that is the truth. Many of you don't like to hear the truth, but it's my job to give it to you. I told you years ago that I am a messenger. A messenger. I don't care what you think about me. I don't care if you agree with me or not, but you had better heed my message. For someday you will answer if you do not. The abhorrent truth, ladies and gentlemen, is that individual tax dollars do not support America. 100% of individual taxes are supporting a privately owned and never, ever in its history audited banking institution one senator has called, quote, one of the most corrupt institutions the world has ever known, unquote. This is the Federal Reserve, which is no more federal than Federal Express or Federal Dry Cleaners. It is controlled by 8 private bankers, of which 7 are foreigners. When you learn the truth about the Federal Reserve and the Internal Revenue Service, their collection agency, you'll realize paying the graduated income tax is as patriotic as paying extortion money to the mafia and implementing Karl Marx's Communist Manifesto. For when you do it, that's exactly what you are doing. But never fear, as I said at the beginning of this program, a great man said, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Whatever else there may be in our nature, a responsibility for the truth is one of its attributes. It's a quote by Eddington. Fear can only prevail when people are ignorant of the truth. What do you suppose enabled that lone young student to walk out and stand in front of 16 tanks? I don't know him. I've never spoken to him. But something way down deep inside of me tells me that he and I know the same truth. And that is that there's a supreme sovereign, ladies and gentlemen. A supreme sovereign above all others. I don't care what you think of God or the concept of God. Somehow this universe came together and it is ruled by strict laws which cannot be broken. Laws forces hold this universe together, hold the sun in its orbit around something central in our galaxy, and our planet around the sun, and our moon around our planet. And whatever that may be to you, or however you may explain it to yourself, that's God. That is God. The creator of we the people, and the endower of our rights. All rights stem from God. Whether you like it or not, without God you are nothing. You are no better than an earthworm in the ground. Maybe that's why socialists are the way they are. They don't have a God. They don't believe in God. They know that they're no better than the earthworm. Therefore, they have to build this huge, monstrous bureaucracy to act as their daddy, to strip them of all their rights. But never fear, we don't have rights, but we have protection. The early bird ain't going to get this worm. The supreme state will protect me. I would laugh if it were not so tragic. The Declaration of Independence says, and I quote, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. Are you an American? Or are you a Marxist? I have never understood, ladies and gentlemen, why people pretend to be Americans, why they take advantage of our Creator endowed rights, while they take advantage of the protection afforded to us by our Constitution and Bill of Rights to enjoy all the great things that this nation has brought, protect their speech as they condemn all of the good. It's always amazed me. What are they doing here if this is so bad? I mean, Cuba is just a short swim away. And Cuba, from what I hear from all these Marxists and socialists, is the land of their dreams. It's already here. Nirvana, heaven, socialist, Marxism, heaven, is just a short swim from the south coast of Florida. Why do you suppose that they're still here? They're here because they know that all their bullshit is exactly that, bullshit. It's a lie. If they really, really believed what they were saying, they would have been in the Soviet Union or in Cuba by now. But they're not. And they never will be. I asked one socialist last night who called after the show. The same socialist who didn't know the definition of socialism, went and got a dictionary, studied it for 30 minutes, called back after the show and said, I know what a socialist is now. And I asked him, I said, if you really love socialism, this isn't socialism. We don't want it, and you're not going to get it here, because if you try, we're going to do away with you. He said, it's not expedient for me to go somewhere else. I'm not going to tell you what I said. But you can guarantee, and you can be assured that I said it. We, the people, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. We, the people, the absolute sovereigns, creators of the Constitution for the United States of America, for the protection of our Creator-endowed rights, we, the people of the United States, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. I always get these letters from Major Clerken of the whatever it is, white racist organization. He says, I'm a fool for standing up for the Constitution. And he continually tells me about what's happening to the whites in South Africa, as if I should be concerned. They're getting their just desserts after having enslaved those blacks for so many years. My answer to you, Major Clerken, is go to South Africa. You ain't going to have it here. It's not going to happen. And for you blacks who think you're going to rise up in 1995 and kill all the whites and the Orientals and the red man in this country, it's not going to happen. There aren't enough of you. You don't have the right kinds of weapons. You are fools living in a fool's dream world. And all the rest of you racists, you Jews who think that someday you are going to take over and rule. And yes, there are Jews that believe that, but not all Jews. There are whites that believe that, but not all whites. There are blacks who believe that, but not all blacks. There are Orientals who claim that they are the superior race, but not all Orientals. You're all fools, and you're never going to have your world of racial purity. And I keep hearing that the white race is in danger, yet everywhere I look, there's whites. I look at the statistics of the population, and whites are clearly the majority. If you think you don't have any power, you fooled yourself. You are the power in this country anyway. If you're afraid that you can't have enough children to propagate the race, well, my friends, you aren't parking in enough Chevrolets long enough up on Blueberry Hill. I would suggest you quit running around hating everybody and start smooching with your loved one a little more. I'd be surprised what you can do. And it doesn't take that long either, as so many women find out from year to year without even trying. Without even giving it a second thought, they find out that they're pregnant magically. Whew! What happened? I had no idea. Right, folks? You know what I'm really telling you? That there's a vast majority of the population which is absolutely stupid. Stupid. You want to know what's wrong with the world? Just look in the mirror every morning when you get up. If you want to know why those who believe that they are the lumens, the superior minds, are never going to have their 1,000 years of peace or their utopia on earth, just get up and look in the mirror. Look at their shenanigans. Look at what they're involved in. Look at the lies they tell themselves and the corruption and the death and the wars that they bring about. And then come try to tell me about this utopia, that you're going to have this golden age, this new world ruled by law. And I tell you, as long as there are two men living on this earth, one will kill the other. Eventually. You can bet on it. You can bet on it, folks, for the Lord of the Flies reigns supreme over human nature. Eventually, temptation wins out, for we are weak. And we are basically flawed. We all fight temptation on a daily basis. Without God, there would be no rights for man. Without God, there will be no morality. Without God, there would be no protection for anyone. And yes, religion sometimes can be very, very bad and cruel and stupid and self-serving, because after all, it's run by men. Don't you understand? We are at the very base of every problem that has ever existed. Each and every one of us. We. You want to know what's wrong with the United States of America? Get up in the morning and look yourself in the mirror. The problem will be staring you in the face. We, the people. We, the people. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. We, the people, the absolute sovereigns, creators of the Constitution for the United States of America, to protect those Creator-endowed rights, for we would surely destroy them ourselves, as we have surely done. We, the people of the United States, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. We, the people. The Constitution for the United States of America, the supreme law of the land, the creator of government, created four branches of government to create a balance of power. Article 1, creator of the legislative branch of government. Article 2, creator of the executive branch of government. Article 3, creator of the judicial branch of government and the jury, which is the fourth branch of the government. We, the people. The Declaration of Independence says, and I quote, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, unquote. We have lost them because we have given them away. We will not regain them until we take them back. There will be no political solution. There will be no relief in the courts. You must once again become a sovereign citizen, a king in your own right. You must claim your rights under the law, for if you do not, the law says you no longer have those rights. Do you understand? I hope so. The legislative branch of the government, creator of the Uniform Commercial Code, UCC Code, through its delegated power over commerce. That's really the only power that the federal government has, is over interstate and international commerce, period. The UCC is the creator of contract law and implied contracts, which you have used to contract away your creator-endowed rights and the protection under the Constitution of those rights. Contract law is the creator of the contractual person which you have become, the 14th Amendment citizen of the Federal District of Columbia. The contractual person, subject who is waiving rights, is the creator of no one and of nothing, is a subject, subject to the whims, the regulations, the laws, of Big Daddy. John Adams, the second president of the United States, said, quote, you have rights antecedent to all earthly governments, rights that cannot be repealed or restrained by human laws, rights derived from the great legislator of the universe, unquote. So who's the boss? Webster's dictionary defines sovereign as, quote, having supreme rank, power, and authority, supreme and independent power, indisputable, being above all others, having dominion, power, authority, rightful status of independence and prerogative, greatest in degree, unquote. The form of government that our founding fathers established for us to protect our freedom was a republic. Not a democracy, and you make me sick to death when I hear you repeat it like the sheeple that you are. Bah, bah, democracy, 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 bah. Pooh looked at me tonight and said, Poppy, I eat sheeple. I didn't tell her to say that. She looks around at children her age, and they are sheeple to her. Not that they're not good children. Their parents aren't teaching them anything. If you're not careful, they'll grow up to be just like you. Do you want that to happen? I don't want it to happen. I don't want my daughter to grow up to be just like I was for most of my life, or even as I am now. I want her to be better than I ever hoped to be. And if it's in my power to do it, she will. Under a constitutional republic, the people are the absolute sovereigns. Webster's defines a republic as, quote, a state or nation in which the supreme power rests in the body of citizens, unquote, and no such power rests with the citizens in a democracy. Our Constitution, Article 4, Section 4 states, quote, the United States shall guarantee to every state in this union a republican form of government, unquote, as long as the sovereign does not encroach upon the rights of other sovereigns. He or she is free to live their life according to his or her own conscience. Good night, and God bless you all. We'll be right back.